Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Problems in the bedroom without pain or surgery. 98% of men see instant results on their first office visit. Listen to a specialist in men's health.
I'm Dr. Simovitz. Precise Men's Medical Center offers breakthrough medical treatments that eliminate ED and PE. Men are even lasting 90 minutes or longer, regardless of age or medical history.
But that's not all. For a limited time only, call Precise Men's Medical Center now, and your initial consultation and first treatment are completely free. You'll see instant results right in the office. You'll even get a gift that enhances your performance in the bedroom. All this, worth hundreds of dollars, is free if you call now. 216-290-6032. 216-290-6032. That's 216-290-6032.
A gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear, scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Serpentini Chevrolet Studio, no matter the season.
You're out!
Live, local, and opinionated is the way we live. WKRK FM and HD1, Cleveland Heights. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the Superbook.com sports desk, I'm Andrew Hody. The Guardians continuing their series with the Orioles this evening, coming off a shutout win 5-0 against Baltimore yesterday afternoon. Tonight, Cal Quantrill looking to rebound from a rough performance against the White Sox last week. He's on the mound for the Guardians with a 2-3 record, ERA of 4.75, and 31 strikeouts. He will face Kyle Gibson tonight. First pitch is at 7:05. Cleveland Browns Foundation holding their 23rd annual golf tournament at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. Coaches and players are participating in the event. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was asked about if he and DeAndre Hopkins are talking. He said that he'd love to have him back on the team.
He's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media of him possibly coming to Cleveland. And for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him. We had a lot of connections, but, you know, that's kind of out of my range of things, of kind of coordinating things. So all I can do is make a call and see what happens and let AB do the rest.
According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors is stepping down as the team's president. During Myers' tenure, the Warriors reached the finals 6 times, winning 4 of those titles. 3 of them were against the Cavs. Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin go inside the headlines twice each week with off-season episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe now at 92.3 The Fan or the Odyssey app. Andrew Hody, 2020 Sports.
The Browns are back on the practice field for OTAs. And our beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, has the details at 92.3thefan.com.
Time to switch from the scheduled game to OTAs from around the league. Never miss a beat from Berea and beyond. It's the Always Game Day in Cleveland crew, Daryl Ryder and me. Always glad to have you on board. Get 2 fresh episodes every week at 92.3thefan.com and the Odyssey app. Brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes.
Your NBA finals are set. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin over there. You have the top seed in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets, team that was top of the conference all season long, basically. against the team that struggled its way into the playoffs. They lost their first play-in game. They had to come back and win the second one. They went in as an 8 seed. They beat up on the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis, and then they just kept on going. The Miami Heat, Denver against Miami. Two teams that I think do it a little differently than most teams in the NBA. And for that reason, I think it's kind of pretty cool. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's a longtime NBA veteran writer. He's Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. Hello, Sammy.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Sam.
We are well. Thank you very much. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well myself.
You have two teams that play good team basketball while still being led by superstars. I think that's kind of cool for an NBA final, Sam. Your thoughts on the matchup, Denver-Miami?
I am in full agreement. I think it's a really cool matchup. I don't know that there were too many people who would have predicted this. Forget the beginning of the season, even at the beginning of the playoffs. You have Jokic for Denver, who's just a joy to watch. And you say the same thing about Jimmy Butler with the Heat. Really kind of underrated superstars, if there is such a thing. But guys who just have not gotten enough credit over the years, probably. Obviously, Jokic, a back-to-back MVP. But, I think a lot of people kind of brush that off almost as like, well, that was just a writer's vote. But both those guys are the real deal. And obviously, these really are two teams. And I think the matchups beyond those two guys who won't be matching up, but beyond those two guys, there's a lot of interesting matchups, a lot of intriguing matchups. And they've truly both done it as teams. These aren't teams that were, kind of built with the idea of a super team in mind, or, went out and got two or three superstars, or everybody's clamoring to go to those places in free agency these days. It really is a matchup, I think, a finals matchup that's just based on true team basketball and two guys who are very good, but, probably just have not been guys who have been considered, people who are changing the course of their franchises until now.
All right, so let's talk about the series coming up here for a second, because I'm wondering how much took its toll on Miami in this series against the Celtics with the, 3-0 and then letting them come back and then finally winning on Game 7, and then also compare that to the rest that Denver's been able to get in this series. So, I think on paper, when you look at this, Sammy, man, I got to think Denver's got a huge advantage knowing what Miami just had taken out of them over 7 games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's a fair thought. There are two schools of thought. One is, has Denver been away too long? Have they not had a game in, a little more than a week by the time the finals get here? And Miami's been playing and should be in rhythm. That's one school of thought for the, if you're going to pick the Heat there. The other school of thought is, Miami's been, they had a 3-0 lead, and after that really have been playing a lot of basketball and maybe a little bit banged up, whereas Denver's more well-rested and get the first two games in Denver, which if they had played the Celtics, they would have been playing the first two in Boston. So you factor all that in and you think, okay, Denver's probably a pretty good big favorite here, except for the fact that Miami's been the underdog in every series, including some of the play-in tournament games. So it's really hard to make a clear pick. I think that you say the Nuggets are the favorite. They have home court advantage. They've been rested. They've been playing outstanding basketball. But Miami kind of has that little something, I guess you would say the dog in them, that really makes you think, nothing's too big for them to overcome. So I think that right there is the kind of makes this as interesting as the finals in the past 10 years.
Sam Amico joining us. You can read all of Sam's work at HoopsWire.com, where he covers the NBA. I look at this matchup. I look at, you know, Boston being there. I look at the Lakers when they were there and the teams that survived. And I look at the Cavaliers and I think, all right, are the Cavs close? Do they have the right mix? Do they not have the right mix? And, Sam, the longer this goes, it feels to me like they don't have the right mix. Doesn't mean they can't get it. The 2-6-1 ball-dominant guards who both score, I don't know if that's a long-term good mix. And if Evan Mobley doesn't develop like we think he will, I think he will, but, you know, if he and Jared Allen are there together and Evan's offensive game doesn't grow quickly, I don't know if the time frame is good. What do you think?
Frankly, I think that they need to give their core another season before they make any. And the things that you just mentioned, Jeff, is, you know, those are things that they need to figure out. Can Garland and Mitchell, will those guys be enough to get you to another level? You know, to, like you said, 2-6-1 ball dominant guards. Are Allen and Mobley, are they going to be a mix and a match offensively? You know, it's obvious they have a hole at small forward. They made it to open competition between Caris LeVert and Isaac Okoro and even Chetty a little bit in training camp. And guys, we reached the end of the season and nobody claimed that job. Nobody said, yeah, that's right, the guy for that small forward spot. So I just think you need to give another run. And look, the Denver Nuggets, they've been, with the exception of a few moves around the edges here and there, they've been the same group for the last 8 years, you know. And I think in the NBA and pro sports in general, we have a tendency to give up on people too quickly and give up on teams too quickly. Then you end up gutting the roster, and guess what? You're spinning your wheels. So there's a lot to be said for continuity. And I think that this, you know, I think the Cavs get into the playoffs, and they did that. Was it a really disappointing showing? Yeah. But at the same time, you reach your goal, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we still have a lot of playoff rookies this year. If you're the Cavs, you're thinking it was the first year for Garland and Mobley and Okoro in terms of getting into the playoffs and getting a taste of that. And you know, it's not like the other guys had a ton of playoff experience themselves, Allen and LeVert and some of the others. So I just think you don't want to change just because you had a poor playoff showing. Everything else went pretty well. Everything else went according to plan. So based on that, I just think, look, let's run it back, make some changes where we need to fill the gaps and see what else we can do with this group. If it, you know, look, if you're in the same spot next year, then you say, we're the playoffs and we're not moving forward, we're not advancing. But I just think if you try to make sweeping changes this summer, you know, you could pay a price for that, maybe even take a step back.
And Sam, you know what? I don't think this team needs sweeping changes because individually I really like all four of the guys that they call the core four, you know, the two guards and the two big guys. I like all four of them. I just wonder, is it the right mix moving forward? And I agree with you. I don't think now's the time to make a move and bust it up. However, you look at Denver, man, they're long. You know, Jamal Murray's their smallest starter. He's 6'4". You look at Miami, they've got wing players. You know, Caleb Martin, 6'5", Strus is 6'5". You get Tyler Hero back, he's 6'5", Butler, 6'7". They've got length out on the wing, and the Cavs don't, though they have some of that, it's not length on the wing that's really impacted your winning. And I just wonder, boy, okay, how are they going to find that?
Yeah, you're going to have to get creative if you're Kobe Altman and they see the same things we see. You know, the Cavs see, okay, we've these teams that are successful, and you might as well throw the Celtics and Lakers in there too. These teams have some length at the wing. The NBA has become a, you know, positionless league of guys who are 6'5 to 6'8 who can all play on the perimeter and do a little bit of everything. So
and you can just get the ball up the floor and initiate an offense.
Right. Yeah. And that's a big key for them. You know, and again, you don't have to go out and make a splashy move. Look at the Knicks. You know, how much did they improve when they got Josh Hart? And when they made that move, everybody thought, yeah, big deal. They got Josh Hart. I mean, he's a, you know, he's a veteran player, so what? Well, he made a huge difference because he was a fit. So I think if you're Kobe Altman, that's what you're looking for. Give us that push that's probably not going to be considered a splashy move, but is a fit and can take us to another level, much like Josh Hart did with the Knicks. So, you know, they know what they need. They need some perimeter shooting. They need some length, really, at those spots where you're talking about the small forward and shooting guard spots, whether it's a starter or a guy to come off the bench, preferably a guy who can start at small forward, knock down, you know, open shots consistently. I think that that's what they're really looking for. Obviously, they want, you know, they want some depth in the front court that it's not going to be real difficult to find or sign. But yeah, those are the things that you have to get. And you know, you have to take that next step this next season. You know, you don't want Donovan Mitchell to say, well, this isn't the place for me, and he could move on pretty quickly after this year if he wanted to. So yeah, there is some pressure to build things off of last year's regular season and build it pretty quickly.
Sam, we have less than a minute, so I just a quick question. I got to believe the NBA is probably like Denver, Miami. We could have had so many other big markets in here. What are your thoughts on that? And this could be, I mean, it could be a pretty low rated NBA Finals.
Yeah, it could, you know, you're talking about like the Indians and Marlins back in 1997, where the only people who watched it were the people who lived in those cities. But I think it's good for the NBA to have this kind of parity. But you're right, Andy. I mean, the network and the NBA are certainly thinking we could have had Celtics Lakers and we're getting Nuggets Heat. But it potentially, yeah, the ratings could be low, and I don't think it's going to be anything where the NBA is going to be embarrassed. I know I'm excited to watch it, and I can tell you a lot of true basketball fans are too. So will it be Celtics Lakers in terms of ratings? No, not even close. But I wouldn't suspect that it would be, you know, too bad where the NBA is like, oh boy, we're really hurting. I think that it would be together a good series and make it watchable and fun.
Sam, thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Sam Amico, hoopswire.com. You can read all of Sam's coverage of the NBA and the NBA Finals. He'll be all over it, and he always does a great job of covering things. If you have any thoughts on what Sam had to say on the Finals matchup, on where the Cavs are going to fit in, by all means, 216-474-0092. Deshaun Watson on his former teammate. Will he be a future teammate? DeAndre Hopkins. Will he hear what he had to say? Coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps. But not a break from talking to the media. Oh, no, there's never a break for that, is there, Andy?
No, there isn't. I always find those golf outings to be fun and interesting. I think from a media perspective, you get a better I think when you're away from the office or you're away from the field in this situation, sometimes you get stuff that's cool, like what, you know, Deshaun Watson said today. So I don't know.
What did Deshaun say today? Shall we take a listen? I think we should.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media of him possibly coming to Cleveland. And for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him. We had a lot of connections, but, you know, that's kind of out of my range of things of kind of coordinate things. So all I can do is make a call and see what happens. Let AB do the rest.
That's Deshaun Watson on his former Texans teammate DeAndre Hopkins, who now is looking for a team, or will be shortly, once he's officially released and all that good stuff from the Arizona Cardinals. No surprise. We'd love to have him. Yes.
I would. I mean, I just don't see.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you have Amari Cooper. Okay? Yes.
And after that, you have your fingers crossed that guys you brought in will be helpful to you. And I think Elijah Moore will be. Marquise Goodwin. I'm a big believer in this, Andy. When you bring in a veteran player, don't ask him or expect him to do more than he's done in his career. So, in other words, you're bringing in a guy in his younger 30s in Goodwin, don't ask him to be your number two or three receiver, because that's not what he is. He's a guy who's going to add veteran leadership and some depth. And are you going to ask Elijah Moore to be the guy who catches 85 passes? Okay, well, good luck. He's never done that before. Good luck.
Did you read Terry's notes on that?
I did.
The weekend, too. And so it sounds to me like, you know, Elijah Moore is going to have a great opportunity to do big things here.
Though. Like David Bell.
No,
oh, wait a minute. How'd that go?
Yeah, but he was a rookie, Jeff. I'm not buying that.
I know. Elijah Moore is in his third year. So.
I know, but you sell David Bell short a lot.
No, I don't. I go by what I've seen and what he's produced so far. I think David could end up being very good.
I do too. I just think they didn't get him the ball enough last year.
But last year, everybody counted on him to be something. It's not about David. It's about the structure
of the
team.
Kevin Stefanski didn't count on him because they didn't. I don't think they were running plays for him, and I don't think he had the opportunity.
Apparently, the team was counting on him because they didn't bring anybody else in at wide receiver. Either that or they completely miscalculated the talent they had at that position.
I absolutely think you're overblowing this thing that he was a rookie coming in here last year.
It's not David Bell. It's everybody at wide receiver. They blew it last year. And they've clearly taken steps to make up for that by bringing in Elijah Moore, who's been a really intriguing guy for 2 years. But again, he's not put up Amari Cooper numbers. By bringing in Goodwin, who is really fast and is a veteran and has been around and has never put up Amari Cooper numbers. And you have Cedric Tillman, who, okay, great, a third-round draft choice. How's that worked out with your previous two third-round draft choices at wide receiver?
It hasn't.
So far, not so good.
No.
Which is why if DeAndre Hopkins wants to come here, as Mary Kay said, you'll figure out a way to make the money work. And, man, would you be loaded on offense.
And I think if you want to go back and hit the radio rewind, that's exactly what I said in the beginning of the show. You got to figure it out if you can get him in here.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any question that you do that.
They could. They could certainly figure out how to make that happen.
I mean, I like Donovan Peoples-Jones, but I don't like him better than DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, you don't have to cut DPJ to make that happen.
No, but you're not, but now he falls from maybe your second or third wide receiver to maybe your third or fourth wide receiver. And so now you trickle back on this whole thing. What are you doing with David Bell? You know, they've been real hesitant to get rid of any of their draft picks in the past. I don't know that you're getting rid of him after one season, but if you've got the opportunity to upgrade, you got to do it. I mean, they did that at quarterback when they brought Deshaun Watson in. They could have stayed with Baker Mayfield, and if you ask me, they were probably planning on staying with Baker Mayfield until he decided he didn't want to talk to the owner, and then the owner said, well, you know what? Let's go give Deshaun whatever he wants. And so that's how they got Deshaun after Deshaun said no. They have to upgrade at the positions, and if they can upgrade and bring in a better wide receiver than they have on staff right now, the only guy that they have now that I would say is untouchable is Amari Cooper. That's it. All the other guys are expendable at the expense of DeAndre Hopkins.
Without question. Although I don't think there's reason to get rid of anybody.
And I'm not saying you're going to have to. You're not keeping nine. I mean, how far back does that go? Does that say, okay, you know what? Anthony Schwartz didn't work. Got to let it go. And I think there's a lot of people that already believe that now.
Yeah, at some point that's going to happen, right?
Right.
At least it certainly should. Now, if you're Hopkins, is this the right fit for you? If I'm DeAndre Hopkins, Andy, I got to be real honest. I'm telling my agent, you know what? Call Andy Reid. Let's get a 1-year deal in Kansas City. I'll take whatever they want to pay me. $4 million, $5 million. Whatever, I don't care. Get me to Kansas City 1 year, and then we'll take it from there. Man, he would be phenomenal.
He would be phenomenal, but he also knows what he has in Deshaun Watson, and if the Browns are willing to pay, I don't think he cares. I wouldn't care. Would you? If you could get, you know, even more, why wouldn't you come? I'd go to Cleveland over Kansas City if it was about money at that point, knowing that you're going to a quarterback that's comfortable with you, and that you have muscle memory with. There's a difference there. I mean, I'm not saying it would take very long to develop that in Kansas City when you've got a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Yep. But why not go if you can make the same money and believe that, I mean, look, you got a chance to play with Nick Chubb. You got a great offensive line there. You're going to get opportunity here. It's, again, you walk in as a 1-2 wide receiver in Cleveland. I don't know.
Well, man, Hopkins you got a will walk into a 1-1 wide receiver, you know, anywhere.
Right, agree. But I'm saying with Amari Cooper, too, that's another thing.
No, if I'm him, Cleveland's not at the top of my list. And that's not it's not a bad thing. I would have Kansas City at the top of my list. I would have the Browns over Dallas.
I don't know. I would be driven by dead presidents, I'll be honest with you. And especially if you know that you could play with a guy that you know how to play with. There's no downtime.
Oh, I'm sure he'd figure it out with Patrick.
I'm not questioning whether he'd figure that out or not, but there's a level of comfort, like I say, when you walk into a building and you know where the bathrooms are.
Gerald is in the District of Columbia. Hello, Gerald.
Hey, Gerald.
How you guys doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. All I want to say is this. The Browns haven't won a Super Bowl or an NFL championship since 64 when Jim Brown was living. Rest his soul. He went home a couple of weeks ago. And the only reason why they probably didn't win another one, because the owner didn't want to, he wanted to find him because he was going to be late for camp. Other than that, Cleveland probably would have won another championship with Jim Brown. When you're trying to win the Super Bowl, you got to get all the pieces you can get. Cleveland's not in the position to turn down DeAndre Hopkins. If he wants to come there and help get a Super Bowl to Cleveland, by all means, come aboard, because that's what it's all about. It's all about getting a Super Bowl. That's what Deshaun Watson said his first press conference last year. I came here to win a Super Bowl. So he's not going to leave nothing unturned to make that happen for Cleveland. And if that means D-Hop come. I mean, injuries do happen, unfortunately. Amari Cooper may go down or somebody else may go down. Boom, you got your another number one in the lineup.
So Gerald, you just said something, Gerald, I think is really interesting and critical. Everybody's assuming that, you know, like Amari Cooper plays the whole year. And if by chance you get an injury there, you're going to need other guys to step up. And I don't know that they have those guys yet. And that's why, among other reasons, why Hopkins would be such a great fit here. You're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Cleveland is loading up to win the Super Bowl. They got it on the D-line. They got the quarterback. If Deshaun can get D-Hop to think about it and the money's right or whatever it's going to be, man, he's taking him in.
All right, Gerald, thank you very much. It's a no-brainer. We all know that. It's just a matter of where does he want to play and what can he get paid. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, man.
No, I think it's a great discussion. I think the biggest problem is that the Browns are looked upon as a team that doesn't deliver. And the other day I was watching some program, and again, it's ESPN or whatever, and they said, what about the Browns? And the guy kind of raised his eyes and says, they'll do something to screw it up. They always do. And, you know, if you look at the Chiefs, you know, the great wide receiver Brian Pringle that was with him from Kansas State, he caught 47 with the Chiefs a couple years ago. And then he went to the Bears because he caught 47 with the Chiefs. He caught 12 last year, or 15. And so, you know, with Hopkins, guaranteed 85. Guaranteed 85. And that's about six a game maybe, you know, not even that, five a game. And so I think it's going to come down to the Bills, Chiefs, and Dallas, only because Jerry Jones will try to drop in there. But it's going to be, you know, the same thing with Dallas. If he goes there, it'll be a mess. So I don't think he'll want to play in Buffalo because it's cold there, even though Kansas City can get cold. I think he must go to a place where he can get enough exposure, possibly go to the Super Bowl, and then go for the next big contract like Pringle did, and Pringle's a nobody.
Bill, thank you very much.
You bet.
I think Bill nailed the teams there that might be involved. You know, if you're Hopkins, and let's just say the money's even. If you think you have a better chance to win a Super Bowl, Kansas City, Buffalo, I think that's where you'd go.
I don't, can we give the Browns, can we give Jimmy Haslam a little credit here? Like, he wanted Deshaun Watson, and they figured out a way to get it.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I mean, there's a history there now that says if he wants him, he's going to go get him. Even if a guy says no, they were able to figure out a way to get him to change his mind. So I don't.
Although there were circumstances with Watson that made the Browns more appealing than, say, they would be for a guy like Hopkins. Let's talk about that in a second. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.